This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.
Following podcast may contain themes of an adult or horrific nature when featured within an attraction. It may contain adult language and is not intended for people below the age of 18. Listeners of a sensitive nature should turn off now. All opinions and views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of ScareTrack, ScareTour, or any of our associates. Now, let's begin the show.
Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the ScareTrack podcast. My name is Mikey and unfortunately I am alone in the studio today. I have no Hannah and I have no Sean. The main reason for this is because myself and Hannah have actually moved house, which means we've had no internet connection for the last 4 weeks. But we didn't want to miss out on an episode, so this episode is from the past. Ooh, I'm talking to you from the past. I don't know what that was. Basically, this is an on-location episode from HorrorCon 2016 that we recorded at the Magna Science Centre last month in July. Myself and Hannah went along with Martin, our on-location editor, along with a few friends of ours as well, to speak to a few people we know from the scare attraction industry and also just have a quick look around the HorrorCon world. It is slightly different to what we're used to with ScareCon, but it was still enjoyable nonetheless, and we saw some celebrities there as well. So, I will be shortly passing you over to myself at HorrorCon 2016, but before we do, I'd just like to chat to you a little bit about our next episodes. Obviously, the episode comes out on the 13th of each month, but as this is a sort of past on location episode, a little bit of a mini episode for you, we'll be bringing you another episode of ScareTrack, episode 24, on the last day of this month, and that will be with the one and only Nick Hudson. Nick Hudson, he's a musical, technical, wizard person. Basically, he's a musical guru. He is most commonly known at the moment probably for his soundtracks he created for the Alton Towers Scarefest. He did the likes of The Haunted of Molly Crow, Subspecies, and the general music around you heard around the whole park. He's also worked with, I know, Linton B. Harris, and he's... obviously had some connections to John Wardley. There's a few name drops there for you guys. Just to show the calibre of this guy and his musical abilities, he's worked on a few things around the world. I don't want to give too much away, but I am really looking forward to delving deeper in an interview with Nick Hudson on episode 24, which will be coming out at the back end of this month on the last day. We will then be recording episode 25, which will be... in September. That will be back to our usual time slot of releasing an episode on the 13th of every month. So you're getting two episodes this month. On the 13th of August, we'll be releasing an episode with the guys from G&G. They're the guys that have created some fantastic attractions over the years. The likes of Project Fear, Ravenwood Manor, Scary Tales, H311, absolutely loads, and we're going to be talking to those guys about their past experiences, attractions, as well as their future attractions. We've got the Doncaster Fear Factory coming up, a brand new scare park for 2016. So don't miss out on episode 25, which will be released a month today. That's the 13th of September. After that, obviously, it'll just be crazy, crazy Halloween time. October is nearly here. And as you guys know, myself and Hannah, along with a few other friends from the scare industry, are going to Orlando. So there'll be a few on location points in our episode 3 episodes time, where we'll be talking all about our trip to Orlando and any other parts of the UK we get to during our October run. That reminds me, actually, if there's any attraction out there that would like us to visit over Halloween, obviously we are in Orlando for the first 2 months, so it is a little difficult, but please get in contact with us. We'd love to be able to see what you've got. We've got a few places who have already contacted us already, so thank you for that. We can't wait to come over and we'll interview you as well as do some sound audio recording around the attractions throughout the evening of your event. But like I say, if there's anyone else that does want to get in contact with us, the best place really is a Facebook page, facebook.com/ scaretrack. Just drop us a message there. Or if you'd like to just email the studio, it's scaretrack@gmail.com. So without further ado, I'm going to pass you over to myself at Horrorcon 2016 on location.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
Okay, we have arrived at Horrorcon at the Magna Science Centre for Horrorcon 2016. It's Mikey here. I'm here with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well now that I've hit up the bar.
Yeah, that, basically we got here, first place to go. Obviously we're with Hannah, so obviously it's the bar.
Obviously. It's not a good event unless there's beer.
And it is a cracking event. It's just made better with beer, would you agree?
Cold, refreshing, liquid beer.
Okay. What beer have you got?
Stella.
Stella. Other beers are available. We're also here with Martin. Martin, how's it going?
All right, yeah.
You might remember Martin from our last episode of the episode before. He's now going to be sort of like our on-location guy when he comes with us to these events. He's going to be joining us. Are you excited for your first HorrorCon? We were here last year, but you haven't been before. How are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's the first convention I've ever really been to, so it's all new to me.
And we've already been to a store. I didn't get the name, so we'll catch it a little bit later. It was a store where you could pay £1 for a lucky dip. You could either win anything between a lolly up to like a big Zelda sword, and they had multiple different swords. So you paid £7 to have £5 to have seven goes, and we've now got seven lollies.
Yeah. So.
But they were good lollies, so it's all right. Might have a go again later, see if we can win a sword. We've also got a guy behind us with massive wings. And some
the
crazy
amount of people dressed up, yeah, is immense.
The cosplay is awesome.
Yeah, obviously, like we're used to ScareCon where people dress up in the evening for the scare ball, but this, like, it's a convention. Cosplay, it's a thing and it's ever growing. And just the sheer amount of, I mean, I'm looking right now at, I don't even know what it is, but it's a giant person on stilts and
punched over.
Yeah, incredible. I can't even explain it. I'll see if I can get a photo.
Yeah, try and get a photo. Whenever this episode goes out, go over to our Facebook page from June 11th, and we'll get it on there for you. See you soon, guys. We'll be interviewing a few other people, so we'll catch up with them then. Okay, and Scaretrack fans, we're still here at Horrorcon 2016 at the Magna Science Centre, and we've stumbled across Smart FX. How's it going, guys?
Good, good. Great fun. It's been a good turnout.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice and busier than last year, I think.
A lot busier, yeah. There's a lot more stores here this year. A hell of a lot more people. So, yeah, it's great.
Awesome, awesome. So we're talking to the guys from Smart FX here. We've got, obviously, the Horror Apparel. Tell us what kind of things you've got on sale today.
I've noticed some things from Horrifying Me as well, who are just behind you.
Absolutely, yeah, which is one of our artists. We have a few different artists on board, which specify in bespoke designs on our different apparel that we do. We specialise in the Horror Apparel. And we've got Cenobite stuff. We've got stuff with stitches on. Stuff for Jason.
Vampires.
So just zombies. A mixture of stuff,
little bit of everything,
really. A little bit of everything. Mugs and all sorts.
We've also got a lot of HorrorCon UK branded stuff here as well. You're working closely with HorrorCon this year?
We're not their official suppliers this year, but we've been given permission to supply some of their stuff because of the quality of our stuff, so, which is good.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Thanks, guys. And what sort of in the future for you guys? Will we see you, I'm guessing, at ScareCon again next year? Yes, and you've got obviously absolutely the rest of the year now. So what are you guys up to? Any news? Or what are we going to see from you next?
Well, we're sponsoring the ScarePlay competition, which we did yesterday and today. So we're hopefully looking at doing the same for next year, and maybe on a bigger scale. So we're also looking at taking on a few more bespoke artists, so we're only going to get bigger.
Awesome.
And improve our costumes.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, we do love the costumes, see them every year. Awesome. So if anyone can't get to a HorrorCon today, and they obviously want to buy something from you, or want to get in contact with you, if they're an artist and want to sort of work with you, what's the best way to contact you guys?
Best way to get hold of us is our email address, which is info@smart-fx.co.uk, and ask for some information, and we'll be more than happy to help.
Awesome. Okay, guys, from SmartFX, thanks so much. We'll see you again soon.
Lovely. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.
So Hannah's just bought some good stuff from the SmartFX guys there. She's bought a cool little zombie coaster. We've just turned around a corner, and we've come across TerrorTeds.com. TerrorTeds.com. Awesome.
Oh my God, I love TerrorTeds.
Yeah, Hannah's going crazy. She's going to spend our entire month's mortgage just on these teddy bears, I think, because they're actually well priced, but there's so many of them. Hannah's going to have to buy more. If you don't know what we're talking about, head over to terrorteds.com. They've basically got teddy bears that are terrifying. Basically, we've got Ted's, like a little meerkat here that has no arm and teeth coming out of his eyes, and we've got I'm not going to say the brand, but it rhymes with Smell-O-Mitty.
Other brands are available.
So we've got a Smell-O-Mitty kitty here with huge, ginormous teeth coming out of her face. We've got dolls with no eyes. We've also got another, let's call it Smell-O-Kitty, with a, oh, thank you very much, just been handed a leaflet for TerrorTeds.com.
I think if you actually say the name of this teddy, it gives it away without saying the name of the brand.
Okay, Hello Razor Kitty. There we go.
Hello.
Sweet. So no brand. So we don't have to pay anyone that way.
You don't.
I've been calling it Smell-O Kitty. We got loads of, let's call them nails. They're similar to pins in their head. Awesome. We've also got
an animatronic
teddy here that is pulling his eyes out. That's awesome. Hannah's going to buy it, isn't it? It's an ICU. Oh, it's literally ICU with an EYE. Very smart. You loving these, Hannah?
I am loving them. I just wish I got paid this week and not next week.
Well, it means that you'll be using my money then, doesn't it? Awesome. Right, yeah, so that's the Terror Teds. Like I say, if you want to get yourself a Terror Ted, go to terrorteds.com. See you later, guys. Right then, guys, we are still here at TerrorTeds.com stand in the middle of the very busy Magna Science Centre for HorrorCon 2016. We're here with the guys at TerrorTeds. How's it going, guys?
Really, really good. It's been a really good show. There's a lot of interest here. We've never done a convention before, and it's been a fantastic weekend. It's been good.
Awesome, perfect. So I've just tried to explain, obviously we're audio, so people can't see what we're looking at, and we're looking at some really awesome stuff here. Enough to give me nightmares, never mind my children.
Take
my money now. I've been trying to explain exactly what we got, but because obviously you sort of create and sell it, can you tell our listeners exactly what we're looking at here?
Yeah, it's a collection of horrifically mutilated and messed up dolls and teddy bears. Sarah, the main creator for the bears, takes bears and creates and paints and mutilates as many as she can. Usually to order, we do them specifically to order off the website www.terrorteds.com or facebook.com/terrorteds. You can go on there and order whatever you want, really. We cater for all markets. If you've got an idea that you want doing to a teddy bear, we'll do it for you.
Perfect, awesome. For example, say I have a teddy bear that I've had for years. I no longer like it. It's been an absolute prick. I say, look, you're going to get turned into a Terror Ted. Would you do that for people as well?
We do, yeah. If you go on the website, terrorteds.com, there's an option on there that you can send the bear into us and just describe what you want doing to the little fellow. We'll get him prepped for surgery, stuck on the operating table, and we'll get him put through the mill as soon as we can and have him shipped back out to you.
Awesome. Well, wicked. Guys from terrorteds.com, thank you very much, and we'll see you again soon.
Cool. See you later.
Right, we're still here at HorrorCon. We're buying lots of stuff. Martin's made the first purchase of the day after his beer, obviously. But what you bought?
It's a Suicide Squad Harley Quinn wallet.
That looks pretty cool, actually. How much was that?
£8.
£8, and that was from the guys at Dark Chapter Press. They've got a load of books on sale as well, a few pendants. Hannah's just bought a pendant. What pendant did you get?
It says we're all mad here, and it's got the smiling face from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, the Cheshire Cat.
Yep.
Love it. We're all mad here. Perfect. They've got some great stuff here. They've got a few cool new toys, and they've got loads of wallets, pendants, a few sort of horror Lego figures, and obviously the books on Dark Chapter Press. Awesome. We'll carry on going. We'll talk to you later. Hey guys, we are still here at HorrorCon, and what we forgot to mention earlier is something that's really important here at HorrorCon is the fact that we actually have celebrities here where you can purchase photos with them, and you can also go and get your autograph from them as well. We've got the likes of Kane Hodder. He played Jason in some of the Friday the 13th films, Jason X. We also have Doug Bradley as well, who played Pinhead in the Hellraiser films, and we've got a few other celebrities as well, but they've got really big queues, so we can't quite get close to them right now. But yeah, it's great. We've got, obviously, if you're a hardcore horror fan, you want to meet some of your idols from the old school proper horror movies, then HorrorCon's a place to be. I know they had a few celebrities here last year as well. They got some this year. So when it returns, which I'm sure it will next year, just make your way over to the Magnum Science Centre for HorrorCon, and you can more than likely meet one of your favourite celebrities from your old horror films.
ScareTrack is proud to be sponsored by October Candles. Make your house smell like Halloween all year round. With scents such as Burning Witch and Manor Musk, the October Candles range has a smell for everyone. Buy yours now by visiting www.octobercandles.co.uk. That's octobercandles.co.uk.
Hello, ScareTrack fans. We are here with Chaos the Clown. We're still here at HorrorCon. And Chaos the Clown's come all the way from Terror 13. Woo! You okay there, Chaos?
Mikey!
Are you enjoying HorrorCon?
Love it.
Love it! Thank you.
And you've been here all weekend. Yeah, oh, yeah, we're looking at the masks. Yeah.
You have it. Love it, thank you.
Excellent, fantastic. We got, and who's this?
Stitch.
Oh, Stitch. Hey, Stitch, how's it going? From Terror 13 as well?
Pretty fine.
Oh, thanks. It's took a different turn, this has, hasn't it?
I think we saw Stitch at
ScareCon. I think we saw Stitch at ScareCon and terrorising the place, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we got Stitch, we got Chaos from Terror 13. Who else? Who's this? Everyone's surrounding us on Terror 13. Stealing your beer.
Hello, Mikey. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, the whole gang's here from Terror 13. You're all enjoying HorrorCon this year? Yeah, we've got a lovely girl just staring at me. It won't blink. It's terrifying me.
Enjoying ourselves. Thank you very much.
Excellent. And if people don't know exactly where Terror 13 is...
Mikey!
Would you like to let all our listeners know where they can find you?
On the Willow, New Brighton Promenade.
Fantastic. And you're open, it's every weekend, yeah?
Every weekend.
Fantastic. If they want to book tickets, have you got a website, Chaos?
www.friggishrightmares.com. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
On Facebook.
And on Facebook as well, Terror 13. We'll link it to our show notes. And we're going to run away. Cheers, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye. So we are still here at HorrorCon, and we've come across Horrifying Me. Now, obviously, if you listen to our ScareCon episode a couple of episodes ago, you'll have all the details about Horrifying Me. But I want to chat to Martin. Martin, it's your first time seeing all this from Horrifying Me. Obviously, we saw him at ScareCon last year and the year before. Michael Bolton has also had a photo shoot. What do you reckon to this? How awesome is it?
I think it looks great.
Yeah, something you'd have a go at?
I probably would, yeah. Just looking at the photos as if you're actually in the horror film.
Yeah.
So, you know, they get you dressed up, they've got all the props. But it looks so realistic, it doesn't look tacky at all.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it does look really realistic. I remember watching a few videos of Michael having a go as well, and also Cookie, Andy Cookie Rawlins from his book Through the Dead Eye as well, had Horrifying Me put on his front cover of the book as well. So, and they're here looking after Horrorcon UK goes as well today, working very closely with them. We see their posters going up everywhere. So, Horrify Me. If you want to contact Horrify Me, just www.horrify.me.uk and get yourself a photo shoot. Cheers, guys. So that brings us to the end of our quick visit here to Horrorcon UK. It's been really fun. Obviously, it's a little bit different to what we're used to with ScareCon. ScareCon's a whole day event for us, and it's our kind of thing, obviously, scare attractions. Horrorcon is slightly different. It's more geared to the film side of horror. So obviously, like I said earlier, we have the celebrities, and it's very much memorabilia and merchandise and apparel. Obviously we have got a few things. We've got someone here who's doing some awesome face painting. We also had body painting earlier. We've also got film screenings, Q&A sessions with celebrities. We've also got, like I say, the big trade stand with people selling stuff. We've got lots of horror related merchandise. We've bought a few things today as well. So yeah, Horrorcon all in all, it's a really fun day. There's some fantastic cosplaying as well. Some people looking absolutely immense. We've taken some photos, so check our Facebook page. We're having a photo here. That looks intense. Like I say, make sure you check the Facebook page so you know exactly what we're talking about. So thanks for joining us, and I'll pass it back over to myself in the studio.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
And there we have it. There was just a few snippets from our day at Horrorcon 2016 at the Magna Science Centre. As you can tell, we all had a great time. It was fantastic meeting some new friends, like the guys at Terror Ted's, and a few of the celebrities, and a few just general people who were dressed up there. They were all absolutely fantastic, so real kudos to that. Go and check the Horrorcon. It's the Horrorcon Yorkshire Facebook page. I'm sure they have photos on there that look absolutely brilliant from the day. Thank you to everyone we spoke to who are already friends of the podcast. Obviously, the guys at Horrify Me, we went to visit SmartFX, and especially the Terror 13 guys. Terror 13 looked absolutely magnificent. Chaos, you terrified me. It was awesome. And Terror 13 is actually another attraction that we should have mentioned on our last episode with our Out of Season Scares. There's just so many Out of Season Scares now that we forgot to mention even all of them. But Terror 13, one of them. New Brighton on the Wirral. Every weekend, they're always coming up with new innovative ideas, new themes, new stories, and they're all in underground tunnels. That I can vouch that they are a terrifying attraction that should not be missed, and that's Terror 13. So that brings us almost to the end of our episode. Thank you for joining us on episode 23 of the ScareTrack podcast. Like we say, this show was going to be a little bit shorter. We just wanted to make sure we could get something out for you guys on the 13th of each month. That does mean, though, we'll be releasing two episodes this month, and our next episode will be out on the last day of August, and that will be with the legend himself, Nick Hudson, musical guru. We'll also be having our news and rumours section on that episode, as we didn't have one earlier today. We will be releasing all the news and rumours over the last couple of months in the scare attraction industry. But if you can't wait till then, and you need your daily dose of scare attraction news, make sure you head over to Scare Tours Facebook page. There, Michael and his team release information nearly every single day, and they get a lot of exclusives as well. Most recently, the exclusive of Hide and Shriek Scream Park, as of today's recording. Hide and Shriek Scream Park are getting... Well, Hide and Shriek are getting their fantastic own Scream Park. It's going to be awesome. Also, late last night, over in America, Scare LA, the convention, the American Horror Convention, released Heretic, their survival experience. Insane, their survival experience. Will be going head-to-head with Cracked Survival Experience. So one of the most extreme US haunts competing with one of the most extreme, well, the most extreme European haunt. That, to me, is awesomeness, terrifyingness, amazingness, scariness. all the nisses. It's going to be awesome, yet terrifying. So, yeah, like I say, if you need your daily dose of your scare attraction news, head over to the Scare Tour Facebook page. If you have sent us some listener feedback this month, thank you so, so much. We really do appreciate it. Don't worry, we'll be reading it out on our next episode, our main length, feature length episode. But if you haven't had a chance yet and you still want to ask us guys the question or just give us some feedback, or if you're an attraction owner and you'd like us to visit your attraction, just give us a message. You can contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/scaretrack, or you can send us an email direct, scaretrack@gmail.com. I think that will be it for today. Other than, if you are a scare actor and you are looking for jobs still, make sure you head over to our partner Facebook page, which is Scare Actors Group. On there we have lots of jobs and auditions posted quite regularly to make sure that you guys can get your jobs in for the 2016 scare season. If you are a home haunter, make sure you go over to our friends' Facebook page, Home Haunt. I'm a member of that, as well as Sean, along with Lee Conway. We run the Home Haunt UK Facebook page. So if you are a home haunter and you want to show off your stuff, then get sharing your photos on Home Haunt UK. As I mentioned, Lee there, obviously, he is the owner of the Frequent Fear podcast, which you can find at the Haunted Attractions Network app. That is a Haunted Attractions Network app. Just type in Haunted Attractions on your Google Play or your Apple account. We are members of that as well. So that's us, Frequent Fear, Haunt Topic, nearly all the scare attraction podcasts you need in one place on the Haunted Attractions Network. Other than that, I think that brings us to the end of our episode. So like I say, thank you so, so much for listening, guys. Thanks for bearing with me all by myself today. And we shall see you on our next episode at the end of the month. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Hey folks, this is Philip from the Haunted Attraction Network. I wanted to thank you for listening and to ask that if you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the network. We have a great selection of shows for the haunted attraction and scare attraction industry. If you're already a subscriber, give us a review. They really do help. I also wanted to take this time and thank our show sponsor, Gantam Live, and their real-life zombie infection game, Z-Tag. Have a listen to what the Z-Tag team has cooked up.
It was intense.
When the apocalypse comes.
When I was running, I completely dodged an entire crowd of nine.
Will you survive?
You gotta act quickly.
Z-Tag brings the undead to life.
If you take your time, it's gonna be too late.
In a real world challenge.
Next thing you know, you turn around, there's zombies.
Of speed, agility, and survival.
This is an awesome birthday.
It's zombies against humans.
Buildings, it was mazes. They're jumping out of everywhere.
Wear your Z-Tag badge with its flashing LEDs and get into action.
It really felt like zombies were coming at you at the end when you see the red tags everywhere.
Hunt or be hunted, take your pick.
It was a game you had to find.
Red light for zombies and green light for humans.
When you're like walking in and all of a sudden zombies come by.
Your survival instincts will be put to the ultimate test.
I would play Z-Tag again.
Do you have what it takes? #PlayZTag